How's it going? It's me again, your forsaken king, the guy that in corporate America doesn't want you to hear from. And a lot of people don't either, because who's got the ability to communicate, you know, across the spectrum of everybody's interests? Who is that guy? You know what I'm saying? My friends, I got some great ideas. There are indivisible truths that we can all agree are betterments for our society. If you just believe in me, man, come on. Come on. Don't be fearful of me and what future I can bring. Be fearful of this continuing erosion of our world, where Bushes still claim to hold 33% of the popular democratic will. You know? I mean, it's just not true. But that, you know, then all of a sudden, who are you going to rely on for your daily news? Who's telling you the truth anymore? If these guys have taken us so low without concerns. And all these people are dying. And the thing about it, of course, if American people saw what was going on and these news agencies were doing their job, Bush, you know, these neocons would be hunted down to the ends of this earth. They would not be allowed to continue murdering these people in our names, stealing all their money. But anyway, this is an important show. I guess this is going to be really one of the last ditch efforts I'll make. You know, and all I'm looking for is you to help me out some. Do whatever you can. Come on, take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. I'm putting out a special broadcast to the more older and wiser American soldier. Those that exist somewhere, I'm told, mostly in myth, I suppose, so far. But we realize, you know, Fox News, CNN, CBC, these people hold both you and me in total contempt. You might have your own theories about my intentions not being honorable, but realize CBC and CNN and Fox News, they'll kill both of us. They won't tell us, either of us, to allow us to debate, fight to the death even. That's where I'm willing to be. On supporting the FBI's conclusion on who funded the terrorist event of 9/11. Realize that, my friend. I'm supporting the FBI's official conclusion on who funded the terrorist operation. I'm the honorable, just liberator. Nobody disagrees with my position. No police... Well, I mean, there's a couple of dumb fucks. They're like the Bushite grunt in Iraq that tell us about how gleefully they murder innocent people indiscriminately. We have the film footage. We have the confessions. These people are still going unarrested. So let's put all the, you know, the propaganda to the side. We have a serious situation in front of us all. You know, we have the Bush administration willfully contaminating our entire earth with radioactive toxic waste. The depleted uranium is not a theory. It is a scientifically measurable fact that this munition has oxidized itself to particles as small or smaller. Some scientists are saying actually they can measure it smaller than this, but we know conclusively for sure it's as small as a tenth of a micron, so it's weightless to the wind and will go anywhere and everywhere. You know, gas masks can't even protect ourselves from a particle as small as that. And it's a heavy metal, so it bioaccumulates in our tissue, and guaranteed 100% of the time, no exceptions, will mutate DNA and cause our cells to become cancerous. So theoretically, with scientific certainty, we can conclude matter-of-factly that the Bush administration is trying to wipe out the entire human species. Now, science and truth, freedom, and justice is unattainable to many in the American military forces because we hear they don't have the intellects. If you have the examples are too numerous, but if I'll just use Buford Blount's command structure as an example. He is openly caught giving out 170 tons of plastic explosives. He's openly recognized as a Saudi Wahhabist. He's confessed by the members of the 3rd Infantry to allow thieving expeditions, to order soldiers to indiscriminately murder people. And realize, my friend, where are these so-called American patriots to gun that demon down to the ground where he so rightly should be? You know, that's the thing I represent, is a realization that, you know, many of the American corporate culture don't have true convictions because they don't have the intellects to understand what the American flag, the Constitution, what freedom even is. They're just told what pills to drop, you know, what, well, that's about it. It's just pills, man. Take your pills. You know, that's, it's over. You know, but they succumb themselves to that form of witch doctoring. Now, I'm not saying all pharmaceuticals are bad necessarily. Of course, that's not what I'm getting at. And that's another discussion. You know, they're motivated primarily by profit, not by serving the interests of helping some other person out. If they were, there'd be no money or very little money to be had. But anyway, you and me. Either we're going to be, we're going to live side by side, or I'm going to kill you. And right now, you're going, he's just some stupid little punk who thinks he knows so much. Well, we'll wait. But, well, that's the problem, is we are going to wait, and there's going to come a time when you're going to realize, I represent the greatest fear that anyone could ever have. And I'm not such a bad guy. You know, I'm prepared to forgive everybody. But you have to be honorable and honest in your position to ask for such things. You know, and it's a function also of myself, so, you know, and there's no special gift that I have that isn't an available attribute to your own identity, to your own ability to realize what is true and what is otherwise. But, you know, anyway, there is a creator and there is a son to God, and it's, you know, like, that's the sad thing about it, is I got all these amazing things I can do, I can say, and nobody really cares enough to put in the effort for themselves as the individual. Everybody, unfortunately, well, not everybody, there's a couple guys. I got a couple guys that are kind of supporting me a bit. They're saying, well, let's just hear him out. Why can't George Norrie put Johnny Wizard on? Wouldn't it make for a good show? There's a lot of people like that now. There's a few. Okay, but the sad thing about it is Bush should have been defeated before even 9/11 occurred, man. You know, he stole $50 billion, man. I've been going on and on about these problems of communicating for too long. You gotta support me. If not for me, do it for yourself. Realize. Truth and beauty and justice and liberty are worthy goals. But as I was saying, realize, the Fox News, CNN, CBC, these people know that General Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta and that Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Condoleezza Rice for sure did 9/11. They are directly responsible and need to be tried and executed for the offenses that they're so for sure guilty of. You know, it was out of Condoleezza Rice's office that the invasion of Afghanistan strategy was derived. But she can have a defense. Like, that's the thing about justice. You let her speak on this allegation, but she won't, because Fox News ain't going to report on it to let you decide who is good or who is evil, who is wrong, who is right. They don't want you to know the evidence. They don't want you to support the FBI. You know, who did the limited investigations regarding the crime scene and then were immediately told to stop by Cheney, by Bush, as reported. You know, and I wish we all could just open up a little bit further and say, hey, look, the guy who funded the terrorist operation has walked away. He hasn't been arrested. He's Bush's business partner who worked on the invasion of Afghanistan strategy at the White House with a plan in place that they derived through experiences by Clinton. The Taliban had arrested bin Laden, although it wasn't in the newspapers, although it was in some newspapers, and but it wasn't on any of the Magic TV channels. But the Taliban had arrested bin Laden during the Clinton administration and offered to hand him over immediately. He said, here, take Laden. You can have him, Mr. Clinton. He was ecstatic. He thought it was great that now they could put Laden behind bars indefinitely or whatever, blame him or try him for some crime and have him executed, whatever his falsehoods of perception were, of which we grant him, or I grant him, as much to be an error. But Mr. Clinton discovered that they actually had no evidence against him for the coal bombing, for the African embassy, like the African embassy guy. He was living in Britain under protective custody by MI5 or MI6 it is, or one of the two. And the guy who was responsible for setting the explosives, it was discovered through criminal inquiries, he was a previous Green Beret. And he'll say, to spare his life, Laden did it all, but he put the whole thing together. He's a Green Beret. So Clinton never wants America to know these things, because then you discover who's behind these criminal escapades to kill American Marines that are too stupid to even hear these words and stand up proud. They don't have the courage. They're dishonorable to the American flag, of which I worship with my soul. Okay? Zalame Khalizad, do you guys know who he is? He is Bin Laden's number one confidant. This was Bin Laden's top guy to negotiate arms sales to Al-Qaeda during the Reagan administration. This is no wild conspiracy theory. It's public information. It's widely known. He'll tell you he's Bin Laden's number one confidant. You know, that was when Bin Laden was America's greatest freedom fighter, and Reagan stated, anybody who tortures anybody, just execute, hunt them down as a true American freedom fighter and kill it. You know, anybody who supports Guantanamo at Fox News is your enemy, truly, American. I'm telling you. These stories, when you finally actually get into them and figure out who's responsible, Bin Laden doesn't show up, you know, and that's the weird thing about it, you know. And what was, I don't want to get into Bin Laden, though, but the fact remains that Clinton couldn't provide one piece of evidence to have him extradited. The Taliban held him behind bars, you know, for almost 50 days. They said, here, take your guy. And Mr. Clinton couldn't take his guy, because through all the inquiries he made, through the CIA and the FBI and so on and so forth, they couldn't find one single thing to have him extradited over. You know, and it was that experience that Condoleezza Rice, General Mahmoud Ahmad, Cheney, and Bush used as their strategy to gain access into Afghanistan, knowing through that experience that if they offered no evidence to implicate Bin Laden for a terrorist offense, they would refuse to hand him over because they're believers in true freedom, and as a consequence they'd be able to bomb the country and put in their liquefied natural gas pipeline to stave off the impending criminal bankruptcy of Enron, who was Bush's largest financial contributor and was also stealing, you know, as much as they could from the American victims. So he didn't want that to transpire, of course, because you'd see him for what he truly was. But look at that. Even the demon Antichrist. You know, Christ, the demon Antichrist. But look, Americans are even too stupid for that. There was barely any effect at all when you discovered that Bush's biggest financial contributor was the biggest criminals of history, indiscriminately robbing from American grandmothers, and they laugh about it on the videotape. They talk about all the innocent people they victimized while quadrupling your hydro rates in California. And yeah, well, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But anyway, so they had a strategy to get in there for this liquefied natural gas pipeline. The only way to implement that strategy was to have Bush immediately close criminal investigations for a terrorist event that hadn't even occurred yet, but he was prepared for. You know? He doesn't want you to follow the crime scene leads, which indicate the guy who funded the terrorist operation is working on the invasion of Afghanistan strategy at the White House, who Mr. Bush personally sends to the Taliban to let them know once again, this time from a different angle, to say no evidence will be brought against the accused, and you would be going against the fine judicial statements of the Quran, and be going against Allah, Muhammad, Jesus, Hillel, Buddha, Mithra, Mahdi, Anu, Yahweh, on and on and on. If you handed this innocent person over for a crime that he claims he played no part in. So the Taliban, honorably standing up for the American virtues of freedom and justice for all, declared they're going to need some evidence. Otherwise, they wouldn't be defending the great American citizenry. So, that's where we are. That's what we need to deal with. And you need to fight on behalf of myself to demand George Norrie take my call. You know, I'm sick and tired. You know, when you phone a show, he says, well, they'll hang up on anybody intelligent, I've learned. But you can, anybody who says something wise, they're not going to let you speak. You know, you, if you're a wise communicator, they'll limit you to one call per every 3 months. And even if they hung up on you before, you didn't make your call or whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever excuse his censor has, he ain't letting me speak. And he ain't going to let you speak either when he discovers that you're a true freedom fighter. But you can go in there as Joe Blow and state very easily, let's talk about 9/11, General Ahmad. Have you heard of Johnny Wizard? Do you know they're trying to put him in prison in Canada? The Secret Service contacted the National Security Branch of Canada, tried to arrest him under the Mental Health Care Act, where he wouldn't have access to a lawyer or a judge, probably drug him and take him out of our picture altogether, because he only spoke what was documented to be true, irrespective of anybody's spin doctoring. And when you look further into his writing, he was on top of this before it even took place. What is it like to be of God? Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty lonely out here in space all alone. And I guess the Zakari thing's a good example to start with. We have two conflicting videos. You know, we have video of one place that looks like it got hit by maybe a Hellfire missile. It's partially standing reinforced building that's surrounded by a resident, or there are other houses in the vicinity. One angle of the shot, you can see out the window. It's like right next door to a whole bunch of houses and buildings, and then there's another shot. And then you got the other video of a place right down to the dust. You know, there's only a few cinder blocks and a couple of children's sweaters that survived. And that's more likely where two 500-pound bombs hit a small house than the place that looks, you know, partially standing. You know, and it's interesting, of course, the video footage, they've taken out the second bombing hit. The first one came, and then a minute and a half later, the second 500-pound bomb hit. So there's all these inconsistencies with the storyline. Nobody's going to survive that. There's no freaking way. And they say, well, the the Iraqi forces arrived, then the American forces, and he tried to get up out of his gurney, but then he died shortly thereafter. That means his body isn't eviscerated, as Caldwell told us. He said, well, the only reason we only have the one photograph, and we won't show you where this photograph was taken, is because it's too gruesome. Well, he was living well after the bombing took place, because they didn't arrive there immediately. And then, of course, let's not put to the side without thinking the fact that the photograph of Zarqawi, he looks sort of dead there, but he's been picked up, they told us, and was almost ready to run away. So how is it that that looks like the death scene with the blood on the rock, and what kind of rock is that? And this is supposed to be where the 500-pound bomb fell? Well, you know, there's not a lot of information there, but we need some access to further information in respect to who was there to take those photographs. Who has his samples that they're taking for DNA testing? Who is that? And if those samples come back positive, that's your Zarqawi guy. You get those guys. American Patriot Warriors will not fucking rest until whoever's responsible for doing those tests is brought before us to explain themselves. And where's the date stamp on that photograph, please? And who took the photograph anyway? Who was it? You know, I guess it was the Iraqi forces. Did any American soldier actually see this body? And then all those American soldiers who went to that site are all contaminated and are all going to die in probably 6 or 7 years anyway. They're all breathed in radioactive contaminants, so... And they'll look at you and go, so I showed up, and that's it. Imagine you're working at Fox News. I called to Bill Hemmer immediately after I learned that General Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta, according to the FBI, and he just refused to cover it. No. And then you see him talking to soldiers about how great it is they're fighting for freedom in Afghanistan and then later in Iraq. And he's just like, think about it from God's perspective, or the son of God's perspective. You know, like, what kind of person is that? Like, how does he live with himself? How do any of these guys live with themselves? Like Ann Coulter. Like, how... Godless, yeah, well, that's appropriate. You know, no commitment to defending freedom for Americans. No commitment to arresting those who did 9/11. She plays her little charade because she knows the corporate agenda won't actively pursue truth and respect to our lives. But it's, if you're at all literate or can read the English language and have used the internet, you know a whole bunch of things, or you should, if, particularly if you're talking about 9/11 and how many people had any concern of that terrorist event after it happened or even years later. Come on, she can't be unaware of who funded the terrorist event of question, but she knows. As a sadist, you know, she's going to play that and she'll be real popular. And that's one of the interesting things about Ann Coulter. You know, she stated once, and I read wrote an entire paper on this comment, liberals call Republicans names. But she's making some interesting points. I mean, she says the victims of 9/11 only do it for their selfish gain and have no true concern for the loss of their so-called loved ones. And, you know, do I find disagreement with that on with her? Well, I look at it more that they're just too weak and they don't know enough about America to stand firm and strong for the American flag. But, you know, that's the nature of what she says, though. I mean, there's some truth to that. They got all their cash. They know all these people in Afghanistan have nothing to do with 9/11, but they raise no objections. There's the Jersey girls who said a couple things, which is good. But I think of all the other victims there, all those families that speak no outrage against the demon Antichrist, speak no outrage over the indiscriminate slaughter of the people in Afghanistan or Iraq. Got nothing to do with 9/11. They won't support the FBI. They won't support opening criminal investigations. You know? So, you know, I listen to what she says. You know, they are pretty despicable in that light. They can be thought of as just totally dishonorable against God and against love because they hold the innocent in so total contempt. And, you know, like after 9/11, the gas prices skyrocketed like in the next hour because they figured that's a good reason to charge people more cash. And I remember the financial institutions that were going to take over the business of the World Trade Center, like 4 hours after the buildings went down, and how excited they were because they knew that there'd be billions of dollars to pilfer and nobody would be able to account for it. And they were all excited and they were interviewed. You know, and all the people who worked at the World Trade Center would easily invest in slave labor, as it's done today even. You know, torturing innocent people to death can be financially profitable. There's no concern for the lives or murders of another. And, you know, Ann Coulter calls that godless. So, you know, and I had this experience when I wrote my paper on her other comments. You know, this is about 2 years ago. So, as I say, she's got an interesting thing. I'd have her arrested on the comments that she's made in respect to victimizing the innocent. There ain't no possible way that'll ever happen, because you people are too stupid. You know, Larry King did a thing on capital punishment, and the guy was going on and on about how he wanted to murder Bin Laden. He needs to be executed, and Bin Laden didn't play nothing in 9/11. He's not involved. But see, there's the arguments for capital punishment. All America wants an innocent man murdered. You know, or Omar the Just. America let Rumsfeld get people to attempt his murder, and he's a completely innocent individual whose crime, according to America, is that he was just. He was morally right, and he was honorable. And that's the kind of person America, corporate America, and Ann Coulter and the rest of the Nazi crew would advocate the murder of, the real murder of. And that's the sadistic element of her character. That's where she fails, when she actually advocates the victimization of innocent people. That's where her game goes too far. She doesn't see it that way because she, in a sense, of course, is godless herself. But still, she brings forward those arguments that can be defeated, but America doesn't have the intellect, doesn't have the media access, or the wanting to hear an individual like me speak. You know? Like, why wouldn't you support me? Like, I can never understand this. And so many people have suffered and died only because whoever you are as a listener have some ego problem. Feeling communicating with me would only make you look like you have a lot to learn. So you decide instead to pretend while real people fall down dead, including members of your own family. Potentially. Everybody's been victimized in respect to the Bush administration from America, that's most certain. All the depleted uranium, or $57 trillion in liabilities. Do the math, if you even know what $1 trillion is. Like, probably not. Most Americans don't have a clue. They have no idea. So, you know, as I say, Ann Coulter is very interesting. And maybe we'll see 9/11 victims stand up finally, but I don't know. But let's put $100,000 into Ann Coulter's book and make it number one. It's nothing to these demons. But Rumsfeld, through his P2OG strategy, which requires American Marines to be sacrificed, mind you, remember? Like, that's the thing about I'm trying to reach the wiser soldiers. Like, there's all those other soldiers, both me and you know, they can't comprehend any of this stuff. But the wiser American soldiers realize it's Rumsfeld's strategy to kill Marines for cash profit, of which they're taking $10 billion a month, unaccounted for. There's no paperwork. Now, by American law, of course, there has to be, or else you'd be arrested for treason and be executed. But Rumsfeld should have been executed for all kinds of things. Torturing innocent people to death for fun. That's number one. You know? Yeah, but isn't that painful? Putting people in rooms where the heat gets so hot, all your hair falls out. And you scream in agony on the floor, writhing in pain. You know? Yeah, but so what? He's got to get the terrorists. Like, is that not terrorism where Willy Brandt and his commander confess openly to torturing innocent people to death as fun, as makes you all laugh, seeing a person suffering as so much? You know, Jesus of the cross, if we're going to apply it to today's present reality, we say that is of the people in Iraq who are being indiscriminately murdered by the myth of Zakari. Zakari was introduced to us by Bremer. He advocates the murder, or did, of Iraqi children. No Iraqi person's ever going to stand with him. He doesn't have a clan, a group, anybody. There's nobody there. He only takes a position of indiscriminate murder. He can't have a spiritual advisor. You're fighting for no cause but the neocon agenda. Rumsfeld's P2OG. They don't want freedom in Iraq because then people are going to wake up and go, well, a Bushite is the best friend to a person they openly steal from as thieves. They have no honor because they murder people indiscriminately as enemies to God and all of humanity. They have no courage to demand the immediate return of all the money that was stolen from the Iraq Development Fund. They're cowards who die for nothing because they're too weak to be men. Instead, they whore their souls to the real Antichrist to be soulless enemies to family, to love, to happiness, to prosperity. We want the emergency water provision money that Negroponte stole for his new embassy. Negroponte attacked Iraqi children for his embassy. Over $200 million he stole. He will be executed for that. American Patriot Warriors, if it's just me and five other guys, whatever. He's been a part of so many criminal tirades against what it is to be free and alive that I feel I can't waste any more precious time praying that the American people are going to wake up out of their crimes. You know, these people who are being murdered in your name. You say you're not responsible. You're not accountable. You didn't have any power to call George Norrie. You do. And you can. You must, actually. I'm telling you, if you want any redeeming element of your character to be preserved somehow, in some way you think this life means anything, you will make that effort. You must try. And every moment you try, you're doing a good thing. You're working on behalf of America. You're working on behalf of the good old red, white, and blue. But if you sit there in silence as Americans are being programmed to believe is the only way you can do nothing in support of your falling dead, God-loving brothers and sisters, who fucking needs you? Does your heart need you? Do the cells of your body need you? If you're just a destructive parasite sucking out the blood of us all by pretending you're not fucking involved? Look at Cavuto. Fox News is Cavuto. These guys need to be arrested for treason. Come on. He just went on again, as he normally does, and these other enemies do also. They say Iran claims the Holocaust never happened. There's no quote anywhere to suggest that that's any speech that he ever gave. They're referring to something he said in December 2005. What he was saying wasn't that. Translate it. Get a translator. Let's see what Cavuto says, because that's not what he stated in that speech. He said, as he normally does, Zionists are enemies of Jews. They claim higher than God to be greater victims than all the other people that died in World War II. You know, the Holocaust was comprised of more than just Jewish people dying. There are all kinds of people that died. You know, millions and millions, 20 million in Nagasaki, Hiroshima. You know, there are probably near 40 million people were nuked after America knew that Japan was already surrendering. They had no more military. And I think it was in Nagasaki where American prisoners were held. American prisoners were nuked also, remember? Oh yeah, that's not part of the Holocaust. All the people that actually defeated the Germans aren't accounted for either in that struggle, which were the Russians. Now, I thought the Russian total was like 12 million, but Putin, after reviewing the historical records there from the country he's living in, states it's like 25 million people, actually. You know, that's not the Holocaust. That's what he was stating in that speech he gave. He said, let's not forget about all the other people that died in World War II. And who funded the terrorist operation to begin with? Right? Bush's family. His grandfather was arrested for trading with the enemy. ITT. Now, it doesn't mean all the people at ITT are Nazis. No. But it's still a documented fact that American corporations, but most specifically ITT, was working with Hitler throughout the entire war. Bombed London. Firebombed London. Couldn't have done the bombing of London without them. You know, vital engine parts for German airplanes were supplied by American corporations. The higher echelons of Hitler's regime moved to the States after World War II and joined up into the forces under Bush's grandfather. Project Paperclip. Let's find new and ingenious ways of killing American citizens for cash. Project Paperclip. You know? And that Sally Jesse Raphael, in fact, before she lost her show, she had a guy on there who had all the paperwork with him on her broadcast showing these specific individuals, and he had all the Army documents to attest this was, in fact, the case, and a huge amount of evidence. She gave just about the whole hour to him. But he showed through the evidence that he had that these guys wanted to work on exactly what is described as an AIDS virus, something that would attack the immune system. of innocent people and have them murdered so you could wipe out, you know, huge percentages of the human populace. And just, you know, that's like the neocon thing, you know, Strauss. Like, this is insane when you actually look at the neocon agenda and you read their own documents. It's on their own website. It's one of those nature of good and evil things. It's like they'll tell you, you know, this is a benefit. He had the documents showing the military organization go to cities like San Francisco, Chicago, I think Los Angeles is perhaps included, several other cities. And he has the lists. Other organizations have these lists now too. But he has the lists of all the people they gave the hepatitis B vaccine to. They went to these cities, into the gay communities, as a military operation. They had, this is the soldiers from this military operation, or some of them are still alive, and they'll tell you this is what they did. And all the documents are there. It was on Sally Jesse Raphael. Okay, so this military operation in American cities would go to the gay community, give them hepatitis B shots, and as a result, now that we look through those people that received the shots, because we have their actual names, their addresses, the cities they were living in, when we look through the lists of all the people who got the hepatitis B vaccinations, every single one of them died from AIDS. All of them died of AIDS-like complications. All of them. 100%, everybody you track down through this list received AIDS as a result and as a consequence died. So, you know, and their specific plan that they were working on was to develop an AIDS-like virus, connecting their operations to the paperclip project, to kill Americans for cash. It's always about killing Americans because they're too stupid, and neocons don't have any true virtues. They can only be better than us all by murdering ourselves. But anyway, Cavuto is your enemy. He's willing to tell you that Iran states the Holocaust never happened when he was never quoted saying anything even remotely similar. Right? Cavuto, as a demon enemy of Christ and of America, he's, if he tries to defend himself on this position, he's going to try to find one little sentence out of context, but there isn't even one sentence, not even one, that you could take out of context. But he'll try. And you go, well, what was the speech about? Oh, well, don't challenge me that far. You know, but that's what his speech was about. And that's when this allocation first arose. And Cavuto is still stating it. Just like he says, wiping Israel off the map. It's the enemy Zionist that will refuse true Jewish people to speak in outrage against the victimization of the innocent, the ungodly, the unholy, Likudniks, who steal literally billions and billions of dollars through a criminal enterprise that requires the sacrifice of innocent, God-loving lives. You know, they, thousands upon thousands of missiles they shoot into Gaza, or just over these last, since January, but it never makes the news. You never hear about it, except now they got the beach story. I like to know how that got into the news. Like, why is it that was a special case? But every day they shoot rockets indiscriminately to murder people. You know, and these enemies of God will say, well, the other side does it. Well, is it a crime? Why is it a crime to indiscriminately murder innocent God-loving people? Why is that a crime? That's the position that God has. Why would you financially support a regime that victimizes the innocent, steals homes from people who are honest, honorable, hard-working people, particularly Christians? Why would you pay to have the murder of innocent Christians be done in your name? We got an update on the Zarqawi controversy. CNN has been showing the fake site up until today. This morning, they had a reporter at the site of where Zarqawi was bombed, and it was the actual real site. So it's conflicting with Jamie McIntyre's reporting up until this morning. And it's the actual site where everything has been turned into dust. And the reporter on the scene is standing beside a pile of debris that was put together there by bulldozer. And he even says as much in the broadcast. So it's interesting. We had footage of the site you know, just an hour or two after the bombing campaign had transpired. The first video is of children at the site, and it's just wiped completely off the map. It's just flat and dust. All the brick, it's a huge amounts of brick played a part in the construction of that dwelling, and almost all of the brick has been turned to dust. Okay, now we have CNN the next day, they got a bulldozer there pushing all the dust into one sort of pile, so it looks like there was actually something there. Okay, they had the footage is available at CNN's website. Okay, so, you know, how much of this bullshit can you take before you state Bushite are the enemies of us all? They don't want truth. They don't want freedom. There's too much money in tyranny, in slavery. And the only way to protect your rights are for you to stand up for yourself in respect to these allegations I'm making on behalf of us all. You know, it doesn't mean you don't have to even believe in me at all. You know, whatever. It's just everything works out. Like, I use reason to try to figure out a way to challenge Bush, and everything fits in the way it does. And in some cases, it can almost appear like I'm playing a character, although I know it's real flesh and blood. You know, these are real aspects of space-time, and it's a real thing. Like, you know, but it's still the order through chaos for humanity to survive requires a sort of hero archetype figures, which can only be accomplished by you realizing that you have just as much a right to speak in outrage against George W. Bush as I do. Caldwell had informed us that Zarqawi's body was beyond viewable because it was so gruesome, and yet we learned later that he was able to almost walk away from being hit by two 500-pound bombs. Caldwell, there's a quote from Caldwell here that I'm going to read to everyone. It says, quote, "But let me be very clear about one point. The coalition does not and will not tolerate any unethical and criminal behavior," unquote. So Caldwell's got to explain himself. He told us that he actually never spoke to anybody a part of the whole task. Well, he didn't actually name the group, but he didn't say he spoke to anybody. It was only by paper that they told him to say the things he did in the press conference. But he did indicate that he was aware of other photographs, but he couldn't have been. Or was he? You know, let's not persecute Caldwell just yet, because he might have been put into this situation unknowingly, an accomplice to deviant criminal behavior. Zarqawi clearly died years ago, according to his wife and children, who haven't spoken to him, and he was very possessive. His grandmother, or his mother, never spoke to him either, and then she ended up dying after saying as much. She goes, "I haven't seen my son. He would come by," and then she dies. But his wife is still alive, and she's saying she hasn't talked to him in years and years. He used to send her money on a regular basis, not a dime. So, and the people that worked with him early on said he got killed, you know, years ago. So this whole thing, again, was for Rumsfeld to kill American children in this conflict by sacrificing the innocent lives of our beloved Iraqi friends. Now, we have all kinds of soldiers that will confess that they enjoy killing innocent people, and as enemies to Christ feel that they're unaccountable. And let's not forget Chalabi. Chalabi told us that he was aware that Zarqawi was going to kill the people at the UN because they were speaking about the outrages of American, so-called American forces torturing to death innocent people while telling us how much fun it was. You know, they were doing a presentation of against the godly Antichrist and his minions of demon enemies. And Chalabi informed the American forces that there was somebody that was going to blow up the UN while they were speaking on these outrages against the human species. Chalabi told us that he after contacting the military, not only did they refuse to add any additional security to the UN speaking, but didn't tell the UN either. They didn't even let any of these people know that there was a huge bomb threat, and it came from Chalabi. He said he knew that this thing was going to happen, and that you'd better improve security situation there for these God-loving people. They're bragging about torturing innocent people to death. Again, they don't allege they're Al-Qaeda suspects. No, they don't even go that far with the bullshit. They're kidnapping innocent people and torturing them. And they're still wearing American uniforms. These individuals have to be hunted down. Rumsfeld doesn't want us to hunt them down because they serve for his P2OG strategy. He needs this criminal element poisoning the actual American Marines to get them killed so he can continue taking $10 billion a month, unaccounted for, from the dying American people. But specifically, we can isolate individuals that need to be arrested, tried, and executed. Aegis. Hemmer had the spokesperson for Aegis on, and they were saying how great it was that Zakaria died because he victimized innocent lives. And yet, Aegis is the company that's directly connected to indiscriminately shooting people in the street for fun. Women, children, it didn't matter. They would kill anybody and all people. Now, Aegis's defense will be, obviously, that yes, they had it on their website, these videos of indiscriminate murder in Iraq, but you can't prove, well, we can prove quite a bit. And there's lots of information contained in that video. And if somebody's more familiar with Windows, perhaps we can go through the digital signatures that are present with that evidence, perhaps further isolate. Also, you can see in the video at the end, there's an American military vehicle driving beside these guys who are, again, shooting women, shooting children, just shooting innocent people for fun, desecrating the great Elvis Presley. They were mouthpieces for a criminal regime that is still to this day victimizing the innocent American citizenry. You know, people get me confused with politician. I don't need votes. I don't need, if 99.9% of America refuses to defend the American flag, so be it. They'll all be fucking destroyed by myself personally, and there'll be a few survivors left who truly are committed to evidence being a requirement to convince ourselves of who is guilty of a criminal offense. Anybody who supports Guantanamo, I beg you to kill, please. You know, this includes, well, you figure it out. Anybody who supports Guantanamo, kill it. They go, yeah, but they're treated so nicely. Those are innocent people being held against their wills who have committed no criminal offense. And even if they did, of which this isn't even alleged in most cases with evidence, but even if there was evidence indicated that they tried to kill a Bushite grunt in Afghanistan, they're perfectly justified for that action. That was an illegal attack. You had no justification for bombing Afghanistan because there was no evidence linking bin Laden to the terrorist event in question at all. You were denied that evidence, and the only position that they took was that of the just, of the virtuous, and of the holy, to say, you better have some evidence, otherwise we're not letting a free man be persecuted in our name, because we believe, whether they even know it or not, but we believe in Christ, we believe in Hillel, we believe in Allah, we believe in Yahweh, Shakespeare, you know, all kinds of great people. So Caldwell, you know, again, I want to stress, Caldwell isn't necessarily directly responsible as a participator in the criminal propaganda regarding the murder of these people, whoever was living in that house. Zakari was murdered years ago. Those were where that photo is from then. He indicates he's aware of photos showing his body in horrible condition. Doesn't jive with the fact that he tried to get up and walk off his gurney much later after the bombs had been dropped already. So, Caldwell, we're calling you out. So I'm hoping to hear from you soon. We are, I should say. Okay, now it's Saturday afternoon. Thomas Friedman, enemy of America. But Thomas Friedman's on CNN, and they're showing the partially standing building with houses and buildings around it, saying that that's where Zakari was killed. They're doing it right now. It's just insane. How do they feel they can mislead every single American citizen? You know, and I've gotten into this deeper in a previous broadcast, but realize, they're expecting all 99.999999% of us to go, oh, we're all alone. No, you can't be that stupid. But yet they'll play it like you're all by yourself on this issue. You know? Thomas Friedman's just a total enemy. All he knows is he insists on American soldiers dying for the neocon. He's never, that I'm aware of, ever supported the freedom for American citizens. You're being robbed in a million different ways, and he's never been there for you in any case. It's always about killing yourself, sacrificing your pension, sacrificing your freedoms for the neocon. Thomas Friedman, what's he doing? How come he gets on television all the time? Who the fuck elected him? You know, all the neocons. Name a single neocon that was ever elected, like Rumsfeld. When was he elected? Right? When was Cheney elected? When was Condoleezza Rice elected? When was Bush elected? You know, they go on and on about how they're going to war the world to provide ourselves democracy, and none of these guys have been elected. And they're all traitors, thieves, who are stealing your life and your rights. Let me speak to our challengers who deny liberty, who deny justice, who continue on to insist, don't pay attention to the FBI's conclusion officially on who funded the terrorist operation. You know, anyway, the war in Iraq's got no justification. Saddam was never found in violation of 1441. You had complete unrestricted access prior to the conflict beginning. You didn't have to bomb anybody, shoot anybody. You could have went anywhere you wished without delay. They were looking under the chicken coops. You should have just made all the soldiers into inspectors, and they wouldn't have had to kill anybody. But the neocon wouldn't have been able to steal $10 billion a month, though. You wouldn't have been able to kill all the Marines.
This is all that's left of Zarqawi's safe house, a house made of concrete and steel. All of this destruction caused by two 500-pound bombs. The impact from the blast was so powerful, we're told by the U.S. military, that initially this hole in the ground, about 35, maybe 40 feet deep. Now, the day after the airstrike, the rubble around the area was mostly cleared and bulldozed into that crater. It's still more than 10 feet deep as well. It was an incredibly powerful blast. Rubble is strewn around this area, 600 feet, maybe even 1,000 feet away. And signs of the people who once lived in this house. Over here is a towel left behind, thrown clear as part of the debris. Just over here as well, we can see a pillow, and just next to it, a blanket as well. They say this was a safe house in an isolated area. And indeed, it was very isolated. Take a look at the trees, the palm trees and the date trees, which surround this area. At the time of the airstrike, a top-level Al-Qaeda meeting was underway. Zarqawi and five others, including his spiritual advisor, the man who was traced to this house and ultimately led to Zarqawi's downfall. And after this powerful blast, we're told somehow Zarqawi managed to survive, if only for a few moments.
It came when Ignatieff and Ray parted company over Canada's role in Afghanistan. In Parliament, Ignatieff had voted in favor of the Conservatives' proposal to extend Canada's mission there.
I supported the extension of the mission because that very day, a brave soldier from Shiloh, Manitoba, gave her life. I couldn't, in good conscience, stand up in the House of Commons and not vote for the extension of the mission when our soldiers' lives were on the line.
Ray didn't have a vote, but said he'd have cast it differently if he'd had.
I disagree quite profoundly with Michael on this issue. And it's not for that. It's because I really do think that it is unfair to put us in the position of the suggestion being made by Mr. Harper, particularly, saying that if you vote against the resolution, you are not supportive of Canadian troops who are overseas.
The president said the enemy is trying to break the will of the American people, and the goal of this summit is to remind Americans the sacrifice is worth it.
But some are still defending Guantanamo, and one U.S. official even called the suicides a good PR move, a tactic to further the jihadist cause.
Plays up role of Zarqawi was the headline, and the allegation told quite succinctly in the first two paragraphs was that they overstated as part of some kind of PR campaign the importance of Zarqawi in Iraq. What was ever fleshed out on that, and inform people as to what the motive would have been?
Well, the motive there was PSYOPs, psychological operations or warfare, to try to tell the Iraqis and other Arabs and Muslims that here your attacker, the person who is killing so many of you, is a fellow Muslim, that this is not the Americans. So it was to try to say that we are your protector, and this man is the evil doer, this man is the enemy. And so that there definitely was a particular strategy of trying to make, of course it's hard to exaggerate the evil that he was, but trying to make him be worse perhaps than people might have understood, to try to play up the bad parts of Zarqawi so that, frankly, the Iraqi people would understand just what they were up against with al-Qaeda in Iraq. That here, your attacker, the person who is killing so many of you, is a fellow Muslim, that this is not the Americans.
Well, I guess we're wrapping it up here now. As you might be well aware, the Haditha commander fully, openly commits now to sending the troops in there to indiscriminately murder both families at the Haditha incident, stating it's perfectly within American military conduct. That's how they operate. His excuse is, well, they went in with guns blazing. Well, the children were shot execution style. You know, typical Bushite enemies will shoot innocent children, women. Then the official story states that after shooting infants in the head, execution style, and women, they went to the house next door and killed that entire family also, even after discovering no weapons, no guns, just innocent family trying to survive. After murdering all those people, went to the house next door and murdered that family also. And they had, nobody was firing on them from the house next door. He says because their back door was open. Well, if their back door was open, you didn't have to go in there with guns blazing then, did you? Step outside, put your hands above your head. Whatever happened to that? Doesn't happen in Bushite enemy culture. They just gun down innocent people, figuring they can't be held accountable. Again, these are true enemies of Christ. They are enemies of all living things. These are the same soldiers who were in Fallujah, and they say that this is exactly what they did in Fallujah. And that's what I've been saying since that atrocity took place. They'd go house to house, throwing grenades into a house before entering, killing all the people inside of an entire city, populace, exceeding more than 200,000 people, still there as they were breathing, being told, oh, it's okay, we're only going after Zakari. We can't tell you how or why he would be in this city, because you guys would kill him instantly. But don't worry. Just stay in your house and you'll be fine. So those who believed in the demon lies found out later if they survived. Demon, enemy, Bushite, Nazi vermin are easily to describe. They're pirates wearing an American uniform who have no honor, no virtue, no courage to defend the freedoms of anybody, including themselves. The Bushite regime is robbing from that soldier's own grandparents, that soldier's own son or daughter. The Bush regime is robbing from that soldier his or her life, telling him it's okay to eat depleted uranium by the poundful. Don't worry about it. You're going to die anyway. You don't have access to the media marketplace. You're not allowed to communicate, because you have to be on the in crowd scene to even be addressed, no matter what you're saying, no matter how powerful your freedom cries for justice are, no matter how well documented, no matter how well spoken. If you're not in with the in crowd, you're just fodder. So I'm going to ask American soldiers, all American soldiers and honorable police officers, support me getting on CNN. If we have to arrest these guys, then that's what we're going to have to do. If we can get a general, commanding general, to talk to a police chief and let the police chief know we're coming in there so we can broadcast the truth to the American people, and that's where we should start. He says that there were shots coming from the house. Impossible. They're not going to shoot at you. The house full of women and children without any guns. Even if they had set the explosives, of which they hadn't. Right? And then we have the other soldier. You know, he talks about American soldiers cutting the heads off of innocent Iraqi people. You know? Why doesn't CNN interview that soldier? He's got a book out now, I think. You know, we have to discern Bushite from Marine. That's where we're going with this Christ, the Antichrist thing. Anybody who supports Guantanamo is an enemy to America, is an enemy to Christ, is an enemy to me. We all know they're innocent people. We all know they're being tortured. Anybody who tortures anybody, just execute. They need to be hunted down unmercilessly. You cannot allow them to continue serving in the American military. You can't. I'm sorry. CNN's not going to teach you that. You're going to have to learn that for yourself as a real honorable man. Okay? You're going to have to realize torturing innocent people for satanic, sadistic fun is wrong in this world. Okay, so we have two instances where American soldiers, one, there's potential for defense. We want to hear what their story is, but there's two incidences. One is a dead to rights, they must die scenario where they attracted children with bullhorns and blew them up with explosive devices. The other case was quite similar where the American forces had left the water treatment plant and then attracted children with a bullhorn, and when nobody was around to be hurt but for the children, Zakari claims he pushed the remote control on the bomb in the truck and under the road to specifically target only the children when he had an opportunity of blowing up all the soldiers. So we see now, this is the thing about military strategies. You don't kill every single soldier, American soldier, who was at that water treatment plant. You have to isolate. We have to figure out, you know, who is it that wanted to cover up the crime? You know, we can figure out Zakari. The guys that are taking the $25 million, those are the first guys. Those are your top suspects. Task 626, all those guys need to be arrested. They're all traitors. Realize, they're all traitors. Nobody believes Zakari. Nobody in Fallujah believed in Zakari even prior to this war even beginning. You just read the Arabic writing. The sites that the CNN and MSNBC always refer to are the ones that are being broadcast out of Texas. I mean, we can trace where the websites are coming from. You know that, right? Like, this is a really strange thing. Like, it's a sad, it's just like I stated in my last broadcast with their audio expert. These people, evil is dumb. It always has been and it always will be. They're always, they have no true virtues. They want to murder our brothers and sisters to steal our money through the tyrannies of slavery. And that's too much as it is. Innocent people being put behind bars or tortured to death for Bushite's satanic, sadistic pleasure will no longer be allowed, and will hunt down anybody. I'm telling you, anybody who supports Guantanamo needs to pay for it with their lives, because they're openly taking a position to persecute those we can only know to be completely innocent. And then some of the guys that have gotten out of there, we learn, you know, are British citizens whose family through generations have served in the military, in the British military. You know, school teachers, girl school teachers from Afghanistan under the Taliban. You know, again, anybody who supports Guantanamo is an enemy to the American flag. True freedom, true justice, and true liberty. Thank you. Please pass this recording on to somebody who you think might care. Please consider supporting me financially so I can hire a couple constitutional lawyers. I'm only going to have, there's only a couple more months for me, somewhere in there anyway, to file these important motions before I get railroaded through a judicial system that is clearly acting not in our better interests to deny me things like access to the evidence, like the Crown won't give me access to the evidence. That in of itself should be considered a criminal offense, as I've indicated in my motion. But it's enough to know that the Crown is aiding and abetting the terrorist crimes of 9/11 back in New York City. The Crown's involved in my case. They know that George W. Bush, George Walker Bush, did 9/11. They support indiscriminately murdering people so the neocons can steal all this money from the undefended American people. And they believe that that's what this world should be. Truly virtuous and honorable men like myself shouldn't be allowed to speak to make this world a better place. Because in an open marketplace of ideas, I earn more respect. And I'm hoping I can earn some money somehow, because my regular gigs for work have pretty much dried up. A lot of people fear me. You know, they go, well, how can I trust you? You know, we all got to rely on faith to some degree or another. As I've stated before, I'm not like Bush in respect to preemptive strikes. You know, as long as you're not threatening my life and moving towards that action, you got nothing to fear from me. But I want to communicate, and Coast to Coast Network staff who hold the true life of an American soldier in total contempt, I want to kick off our airspace and allow real people to speak openly.
I'm dependent on you, brother.
Well, I got your back, Scott. We've talked about that many times. Keep the faith. Always good to hear from you, Scott. Let's go to John in Winnipeg.
Hey, Jack. How's it going?
Very good.
Yeah, geez. New stuff on Zarqawi. Tons of stuff. Did you notice the video footage of them bombing the location? They skipped the second bomb. Like, it's a minute and a half between the two bombs.
Just like that Pentagon video, there are frames missing.
Yeah, well, in that particular case, there's I got a pretty good idea why. Also, there's two interchanging videos of the site in question. Jack?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. When it was bombed, there's two, and they might. I know CNN up until yesterday was interchanging both videos. One video is a place that's partially standing, and you can see that there are houses beside it, and it's clearly not the place that was bombed. The other location is dust to the ground. The bricks have been converted to dust.
Looking at that video, John, do you believe that, okay, let's again assume this is Zarqawi and all of that BS, but do you believe that someone could have survived that attack?
Well, it can't be. It just can't be so. It's impossible. Nobody's going to get hit by one 500-pound bomb and escape in any way. But
there's a giant hole in this story.
But two, but it goes on. Caldwell, who was the military spokesman, came out and was sort of questioned as to why there was only the one photograph. And he said, well, the body was just too eviscerated, and it would be too gruesome to show anybody. He's on the ground. There's blood on the rock. But how can that be? If he was in a gurney, I think it's 54 minutes after the place had been bombed and was almost prepared to run away. He was still alive when they got there, but in that photo, he's dead and he's lying on the ground and there's blood on the rock. So just the fact that Caldwell said it was too gruesome to show, and yet we know his body was so much intact that he was still alive when they got there and almost escaped. So that doesn't make sense either.
Do you believe that, A, this was Zarqawi, and B, that there was a guy named Zarqawi running all operations in Iraq?
Well, you got to understand what Zarqawi is. He represents an excuse for corporate America to not speak out in defense of the Iraqi populace. For him being the bad guy who just indiscriminately murders people, corporate America doesn't have to say, in defense of the Iraqis, we want the stolen Iraqi development money returned. We want all the oil that's been stolen returned. This is Iraqi assets, and Bush has no right to touch any of their private assets, of which he's confiscated almost completely. So he's an excuse there. People have to understand where he came from. Bremer introduced us to him. A 17-page letter. That's where we were introduced to the guy.
I have a lot of this information. Yeah.
It's painful. It's painful to just have to review it. Colin Powell had originally told us his name at the UN, but it was a 17-page letter from Bremer, and he's always been just indiscriminately responsible.
We'll let you finish up on the other side and take Tonto as well. Stay tuned.
Okay, cool.
Such important information, and you're doing a good job. We left you off at Colin Powell giving us Zarqawi's name.
Yeah, he gave us his name, but it was Bremer that introduced us to him as an indiscriminate killer who would kill anybody. And in fact, he took responsibility for killing a whole bunch of Iraqi children that were attracted by an American bullhorn. The soldiers confessed to attracting the children with the bullhorn to give them candy, and it was Zarqawi who confessed by remote control to setting off explosives underneath the road and in a pickup truck, which wiped out all those children. There's several instances where children were wiped out in that manner. They say he's got a spiritual advisor. Well, there is no God anywhere. He's not fighting for any cause if it's an indiscriminate bombing campaign, which he condones. So you cannot find an Iraqi man to stand with him, no matter what side they're playing. So he doesn't have any following. He only serves the interests of the neocons to keep the war going and to take all this money. And there's a whole bunch of other interesting facts.
I've read a document. There's a site called globalresearch.ca.
Right. Excellent.
And, I've written a big story about this that we're publishing in our newsletter. And the fact is that it was the Pentagon that spent millions, if not billions, of dollars putting the big picture together to show us who the Zakawi guy is. They spent a lot of time
and
a lot of money and documented that to make him the number one boogeyman so that they would have something to rally around and use as a propaganda tool. Well, now that he's been killed, that's the end of the propaganda, though it continues even after his death, as we hear President Bush and other people saying what a great job they're doing because they got Zakawi. I mean, they got Saddam Hussein. That didn't stop the indiscriminate killing and loss of civil rights and freedoms in Iraq. It's just a different oppressor. Unfortunately, that oppressor is made up of Americans and what I call the coalition of the killing. Now, you can be guilt-free, John, because Canada didn't join in this cause, I guess, and you're not funding it and your people aren't out killing innocent Iraqis. But look, and people hear me say that a lot. There are innocent Iraqis. For God's sake, there are innocent Muslims and innocent Iraqis. And the fact that Zakawi is gone, John, in Winnipeg, only means that there are a billion other boogeymen out there calling themselves Muslims.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think the reason they had to get rid of his myth was because he had just released a four-hour audio tape. And he's screwed up many times. It's just that there's so much information and the day goes...
The Pentagon produced that tape. I mean, do you have any doubt of that?
Who did?
The Pentagon produced.
Oh, well, I got a pretty good idea who's producing most of the propaganda, but, you know, it requires the support of American military forces, and you got to find an honorable, admirable commander prepared to defend America, and they're hard to come by, but voices are rising. But a couple other tidbits with Zakawi. His mother died several years ago, but before she died, she said she hadn't seen hide or hair of him for the longest time, and his fellow fighters, of which we knew he was a part of when for sure he was alive, said he died a long time ago, including his wife, who is still alive with her children, with his kids, and she hasn't seen him in years, and he used to send her money on a regular basis. So, you know, the whole story doesn't go. Yeah, so all those things together. Well, I mean, the whole, just as you said, the propaganda behind this whole effort is so corporate America doesn't look like they're anti-Iraqi. They can say, oh, this is the terrible, bad, bad guy. Look, he kills anybody for nothing, no cause at all. The Pentagon can take $10 billion from American taxpayers each month that isn't officially audited. You're not even getting official auditing forms or the statements as to where the money's being expended.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so as a result, CNN and the like, they don't have to state where all this cash is going. They don't have to stand up for the Iraqi people. They can just keep saying about how terrible this guy was and how good they were to kill him. But, you know, I think whoever's behind that, the guys that say they're just specifically out there to hunt Zarqawi down and they grow beards and they wear Arab clothing, and there were the two British guys that wore Arab clothing and were caught with explosives in the car, if you remember. Like, there are people that benefit.
Of the Iraqi jail. Go ahead.
Yeah. So there are people that do benefit from indiscriminate murder. And in fact, Rumsfeld is even stipulated in military strategy, which is documented in paper, which you can obtain on the internet, called P2OG, where it states specifically, commit terrorist acts against an innocent civilian populace, and the Pentagon can reap the rewards in financial liabilities that are drawn from the blood of American citizens who just don't know any better, and there's no real leadership out there to defend ourselves, but there's a lot of people trying, and I think as you say, voices are growing, more and more people are becoming aware.
And George Norrie, he doesn't want that to happen. He supports all these indiscriminate warfare campaigns. He supports allowing General Ahmad to escape. We can have an open dialogue with all the people who are involved in these important issues. Bring forward or try to find honorable soldiers, honorable police officers, and honorable leaders such as myself who are committed to getting those who commit terrorist acts against our better interests there in America, here in Canada, and also everywhere else around the globe. We need to start somewhere, and this is as good a place as any. Take care. I hope to hear from you soon. God bless. Do whatever you can. Come on. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on me.